Right, cut and sole ties. We have all sorts of sole ties. We tie our soles with, well, girlfriends, or for you girls, boyfriends, you know, our parents, teachers, pastors, you know, whoever we submitted ourselves to for authority, or have formed a sexual relationship or whatever, you know, there's actual sort of cords going out. We're linked to that person, and even in the Bible it says where when we're married, the two shall become one flesh, and we mingle with them, and we got to renounce the relationship, or there'll be bondage, there'll be you know, demons there that'll make you think a certain way, which could be ungodly towards people, whatever they be, in whatever relationship you're in. So you've got to cut those soul ties. So you just pray this prayer: I cut all ungodly soul ties between me, and just name these people in the form of the sexual relationship, or giving that person authority, that wrong person authority over me, in Jesus' name, whatever, you know, submitting myself to this person when I shouldn't have done, and just cut those soul ties. Pray, just search them out, and just pray, I cut all the ungodly soul ties in the name of Jesus Christ. I sever every band, every chain, every fetter, every way I'm connected to those people. In Jesus' name, I ask you to free me. Free me now, Father, in Jesus' name. Forgive me for any of the stupid mistakes I've made and done, and just wash me clean. Just anything like that. It's coming out of you, that you don't have to follow me. You just got to, you know, repent, because, you know, even with our soul can fracture, and that there's parts of our soul. Say you've been with a lot of women or a lot of men. For you women, you know, then every time we, like it said, you know, the two shall become one flesh when we're joined together, and there's fragments of our soul and they're stuck there. So you just want to say, Father, I just ask you to loose your angels to go and get pieces of my fragmented soul, bring them back to me, bring them back and restore my soul to its fullness in Jesus' name, you know. Something like that, and you'll do it. You'll do it. Have faith, and you'll do it. And those names, the things that they've taught you, the things they've made you do, you know, whether they're habits or just mind control or strongholds in your mind, you know, they'll disappear. Tell them to leave, and they'll go in Jesus' name. Amen. Another thing you can do is get anointing oil and anoint your house with it. Just get some olive oil, just hold it in your hand and say, bless this oil in the name of Jesus Christ for the use of anointing in Jesus' name. Let it be a symbol of your Holy Spirit, Father, and of the blood of Jesus Christ. And then in Jesus' name, amen. You know, you got to do it according to your faith. Let it be according to your faith in Jesus' name. And, you know, back in the book Exodus, just when they were just coming out of Egypt, God told Moses, tell them to kill a lamb and anoint the houses with blood. And this is what he said, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are, and when I see the blood, I'll pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. Now, we don't want the destroyer coming into our house to smite us, that's for sure. So whack a bit of oil about, and, you know, And then he says, is Exodus 12:24, and you shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. So if you just, there's another forever. That's a long time. So another thing in Exodus 29:21, and thou shalt take the blood that is upon the altar and of the anointing oil and sprinkle it upon Aaron and upon his garments and upon his sons and upon the garments of his sons with him, and he shall be hallowed, and his garments and his sons' garments with him. Makes things holy, makes things hallowed. You know, the demons don't like holy, they don't like hallowed. Better off you having a bit of oil around your house, you know, to keep the demons out than not. I believe it works. Also in the book of James it says, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Well, if that anointing oil can help heal sickness, maybe it's driving out demons. Maybe, you know, there's a supernatural power. I don't understand it all. I just read it by faith, you know. It represents the blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the demons hate it. And here's another one. Jesus said, But when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face. I do this when I fast long fasts. I anoint my head, and I believe it's some sort of spiritual protection, a spiritual covering that keeps me mind from being tormented by demons when I'm trying to fast, you know, when they come in and say, go and have a feed, or you can't do this, or, you know, what are you doing this for? God don't want you to do that. All the lies that they come up with. I believe that when you anoint your head in a fast, it protects your mind to a certain amount from the demons' lies. So anoint your house with oil. It's not going to hurt. Believe, and you'll receive. Amen. Yeah, righto, so this one is pretty heavy, pretty full on, but, you know, it's all part of the spiritual warfare. And this is one that I like doing. I know it works, and I wax and nasty things about, and yeah, it's good. And God gives you confirmation when you do this stuff. He'll show you what you've done through dreams or through what, you know, what other people say, or things you hear, you know, or things you see in your own life and around you, or things that you're praying for, you know. He'll give you confirmation that it's working, because he wants us to battle, he wants us to fight. In Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible to him that believes. You know, so I'm going to talk about the weapons of our warfare. They're not carnal, but mighty through God for pulling down our strongholds. You know, casting down all imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. There's weapons of our warfare. They're not carnal, but they're in the spirit realm. It's like a whole world out there that's not, it's different to ours, but there's, the demons are like people. Derek Prince called them people walking around, you know, without bodies, but they're evil, you know. What I call them isn't quite so generous as what he is. They've given me as much trouble. I hate them with a passion. They had their go at me. I know when I got saved, I said to Satan, you've had your go with me, Satan. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to cause as much trouble for you as I possibly can. And that's, you know, and that was sort of my goal for a start. And I went at it. But now I'm sort of, I don't want to do it because of my hate for him. I want to do it because of the love I have for God and the love I have for people. I don't want to see anybody go to hell. I don't want to see anyone tormented or in bondage to the devil, because there's so many are, you know. So this is what I do, and you practice it and have a go at it, and you'll enjoy it, you'll like it, you'll love it, because you'll see results, you know. So if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And Ephesians 6:17 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Holy Bible, sword of the Spirit. This is the sword, you know. And the sword, you can use it to speak out your mouth, as in Revelation 11, and I'll give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouth. Fire proceeds out of their mouth. Sword of the Spirit, the word of God, you know, and devours their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn into blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. I hope I'm around to see these two blokes go at it. And Jesus said, Revelation 2:16, in his messages to the churches, repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. The sword of the Spirit, the sword of his mouth. And Revelation 19, out of his mouth goes a sharp sword. How can you have a sword coming out of your mouth? That with it he should smite the nations, and he should rule them with a rod of iron. He smites the nations, rules them with a rod of iron, you know. But we're not battling against people. We're battling against demons, and the demons in the people, you know. That's what we're whacking. And he treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, you know. He treads the winepress of fierceness and wrath of Almighty God with the sharp sword that's going out of his mouth. Revelation 19:21, the remnant was slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. And also in Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 29, is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? His word's like a hammer, like a sword, like a fire, you know. When we speak the word of God, it's good to get, you know, righteous anger, you know. It says, be ye angry and sin not. We're allowed to be angry. You get angry at the devil, you know, and you start walking in power. When you're angry, he gets scared, I tell you. Because when you go after him, you can get him. You know, in Isaiah 41:15, it says, behold, I will make thee a new threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. The threshing instrument. That's like a sword, like a hammer. So when I pray, I go, you know, any demons or devils or whatever I want to bring down, I say, I pick up the sword of the Spirit. Sword of the Spirit, I actually use it. You can use it. I know when I was doing witchcraft and I was doing spells and that, I'd have an invisible sword, and I could shut my eyes and draw these certain symbols, and you could see them through your even closed eyelids. You could see them in a certain color, you know. That's Satan's counterfeit. How much more powerful is this, waving that around? And when we get the hammer, you know, it's like when the I can't remember where it is now, but the priest, not the prophet that said to the king, you know, smite your arrows on the ground, and he hit them on the ground, and you'll destroy enemies. He only hit them on the ground three times, I think, and the prophet went crook at him, because he said, you should have hit them five or six times. Now you'll only hit the, you know, you'll only defeat the, I think it was the Assyrians three times, when you could have hit them and totally destroyed them, totally crushed them. So If you feel led, pick up your Bible, and I just say things like this. I just pick up sword of the spirit. I start smiting every demon, every power of darkness, every spirit of wickedness with the sword of the spirit. I slash and stab and sword and spear and cut. I cut every chain, every band, every fetter that's keeping me bound, that's trying to keep me in bondage off my life, you know. Swing it and speak like it's a real sword. Use the hammer and just say, hit it on your thigh and say, your word's like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. I get the hammer of the word of God, and just start smashing down the walls that the enemy's built up around my life that's keeping the blessings of God out, you know, keeping me bound or snared in anything. I smash those walls down. I smash the houses, the strongholds of the enemy down in Jesus' name. And hit it on your thigh, you know, hit it and knock it about and just get into it, you know. And then you take up the threshing instrument with sharp teeth, thresh them out and small and beat them into chaff. Well, look out for that one. And you just got to have faith and start whacking them and you'll see things happen. And, I don't care if you do it or not. I mean, it's up to you. I know it works for me, and I know others that are doing it, and they're having good success because it's a battle, and you're battling in the spirit. And if you don't know what's in the spirit, then how can you say, well, that don't work, that won't work? It's all in the Word of God. It's all there, you know. So get into it, enjoy it, start whacking the enemy, stuff them, you know. They're trying to bring you down, send everyone to hell. It's about time we rose up and had a bit of a go, you know. That's the go. Be a good soldier in Jesus Christ. Amen. Just want to explain a bit more about the sword of the spirit and about the weapons that you can use. I started doing this, or the Lord started showing me how to do this fair few years ago, and you know, I'd pray, and in the night I'd have dreams, or you know, visions in the night about, you know, fighting the enemy, smacking them and really knocking them down and tearing them to bits and stuff, and really hooking into them, and it was really good, you know, going into, you know, Masonic temples with a rod and just smashing things to bits and stuff like that. It was excellent, awesome stuff, and it happens all the time, you know. And he's shown me, you know, he gave me these scriptures. I want to try and explain it a bit better. I don't want to drag these videos out because people's attention spans ain't as good as they should be, and I'm including myself in that. So I just want to, you know, pray about this, but I just want to show you the scriptures that he's shown me. Here's one. It was Elisha the prophet. He said to the king, take bows and arrows. And he took unto him bows and arrows, and he said to the king of Israel, put thine hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it, and Elisha said, and Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands, and he said, open the window eastward, and he opened it. And Elisha said, shoot, and he shot, and he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria, for thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek, till thou hast consumed them. So he shot one arrow, and that was to signify, one arrow in the natural signified that one, you'll smite the Syrians till thou hast consumed them. And he said, take the arrows, and he took them. He said to the king of Israel, smite upon the ground, and he smote thrice and stayed, which is three times. And the man of God was wroth with him and said, thou should have smitten five or six times. Then hadst thou smitten Syria till thou had consumed it, whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but three times. So what we do in the natural can be transmitted to the spiritual, especially when we're doing it, when we're led by the Spirit of God into prayer and into the battle. We battle in the spirit, you know, And this stuff works. I know it works. I don't care what anyone says. I know it works. And if you want to get into the battle, if you're having a hard time, then start doing this stuff. Here's another one, Ezekiel 6:11. Thus saith the Lord God, smite with thine hand and stamp with thy foot and say, alas for all the evil abominations of the house of Israel. For they shall fall by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, you know. Get out there, you know, when you're praying, just say, I trample things, trample every demon, devil under me feet, and start tramping up and down. It says in the last book of Romans that the God of peace shall trample Satan under my feet. Start trampling him. Start acting out what you're doing, and it transmits into the spirit. And that's a fact. I know that for a fact. And, here's another one out of Ezekiel 9. He cried also in mine ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lies towards the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's inkhorn by his side. And they went in and stood beside the brazen altar, and the glory of God Israel was gone up from the cherub whereupon he was to the threshold of the house, and he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer's inkhorn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark on the foreheads of the man that sigh and cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. Now he's talking to a man to go through in the spirit to set a mark upon the heads of every man that's, you know, cut, that's sick of the evil, that don't like the evil. So, and to the others, he said in mine hearing, go ye after him through the city and smite, let not your eye spare, nor neither ye have pity. There's only six men, remember, and they got a sword or a slaughter weapon, slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient men which were before the house, and he said unto him, defile the house and fill the courts with the slain. Go ye forth. And they went forth and slew in the city. This is happening in the spirit. This ain't, six men couldn't slay the whole city, you know, and one bloke's walking around marking them on the head. It's happening in the spirit in the Old Testament. I mean, we can do this in the New Testament. And it came to pass while they were slaying them, and I was left, and I fell upon my face and cried and said, our Lord God, wilt thou destroy all the residue of Israel in thy pouring out of thy fury upon Jerusalem? He uses us. He uses us as his weapons, you know. But we're not smiting men. We're smiting demons. You know, I hope you can understand this battle's real, and it's awesome, and I just encourage you to get in with it. Get into it. Don't be shy. Don't hold back. Just have a go. Have a go, and God will show you. God will encourage you. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.